In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He has done everything well. That was the response of the people to the wonderful miracle that our Lord Jesus Christ had performed. Indeed, the people definitely liked what they saw. This man's malady was such that other people had to speak on his behalf. Jesus touched his ears. There was a little spit. He touched his tongue. He spoke that word, Ephatha, looked up to heaven, be opened, and it happened instantly. The man's ears were opened. His tongue was unloosed. He spoke plainly. He could hear. And all of this happened instantly. Our text tells us that the people were overwhelmed with amazement. That Jesus could cause this man, who once was deaf, to hear again. That he could cause this man, who could not speak plainly, to once again be able to speak. Yes, they liked what they saw and heard. And then Jesus says something very strange. He commanded the people not to say anything. He said that because he knew that there were rather unusual expectations of the Messiah. So many people were looking for some kind of an earthly Messiah, a political Messiah, one who would return their nation to them once again. They were looking for a Messiah who would provide them with an earthly kingdom, outward benefits, maybe even free health care. But Jesus knew that they needed so much more than just outward benefits. For this man's malady, as well as all disease and death itself, are signs of a far deeper problem. This is an imperfect and sinful world. Sin and death run rampant. Yes, Jesus healed this man out of love for him, out of great mercy for him. But he also healed him to show his great love and mercy for all people, including you and me today. Because the miracle shows the great power of Jesus over that which enslaves all people, sin, Satan, and death itself. For Jesus defeated these powers by his cross. He defeated all the powers that had enslaved you and me as well. For when Jesus gave himself into death for us, not only to forgive our sins, but to set us free from the powers that had enslaved us, he triumphed over our enemies, and by his resurrection guarantees us that we have newness of life now and forever. So you and I can say with these people many years ago, yes, Jesus does all things well. But we can see it from an entirely different angle because we know that he gives us what we truly need. Today, this campus of Concordia Theological Seminary is once again alive with students and faculty and staff because another academic year has begun, number 158. the task of training pastors and now deaconesses for our churches has begun. We can see how important it is for us to stay focused on the one who does all things well, not only as a seminary, but also in terms of our own personal life. How important it is for us to see the deeper need that we and all people have, our need for a Savior from sin and death. Our need for daily strength to fight the battle against Satan and his temptation. Our need for the encouragement of the Word of God. Our need for the strength that we receive in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we look in faith to the one who does all things well, our Lord Jesus Christ. We come to him with our burden of sin, and we hear those words as we did earlier. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and our sins are forgiven. We partake of his body and blood, and we hear those words of divine benediction, depart in peace, and we truly depart in peace. For we have experienced the power of the healing Christ, who sees our deepest need and who looks in mercy upon us, and we respond, indeed, he does all things well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.